From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, we've got more Idaho Matters for you right now. So the Boise Weekly is the home of columnist Bill Cope, movie critic George Prentice, who's also our Morning Edition host, a beer guy, dating advice, and a little bit of history. And it's also one of the few alternative weeklies in the state of Idaho. Now, the publication features local art on the cover, and along with arts and culture and entertainment and politics, it looks closely at issues that impact the LGBTQ plus community, people of color, as well as women. However, COVID hit the publication really hard, and there are some changes that are coming to the weekly. Jean Huff is the editor, and she's joining us now to talk more about this. Jean, nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Gemma. It's nice to be here.
So let's start with some history. How long has the Boise Weekly been around?
You know, the Boise Weekly started in 1992. So it's been around for quite a while. Andy and Debbie Hedden Nicely were the first owners, I believe. And then Larry Regan and then Sally Freeman were the, I remember when Sally bought the Boise Weekly because it was the first week that, I mean, the first year that I had moved here, actually, it was in 2001.
Mm. Well, I remember when I moved here in 1999 and seeing the Boise Weekly for the first time, and I was shocked that it was free. I mean, I remember being downtown being like, really, it's okay to take this? And that's a different type of model. So talk a little bit about, you know, about that, because you really don't see that often.
You know, alt weeklies have that kind of a history to them. So I lived in Denver for quite a while, and the Westword was the alt weekly there, and it was free. And Boise Weekly also is a member of the Association of Alternative News Media, and I actually got to go to their annual meeting this last summer, and all of the alt weeklies are still free. Many of them have changed their model, though, as you were talking about, because of the times that we live in. And so many of them are online only, or, you know, they only publish once a month out in the open. But Boise Weekly is still publishing every week. We just have a little bit of a changed model so that we can stay alive.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in a minute, but I do want to know how the weekly has been doing. I mean, because it's not just all the changes in the publishing industry, but also when COVID hit, I would assume that made a big impact.
It really did, because many of the things that Boise Weekly that we write about are the events and arts and culture and places to eat and, movie houses, and all of that pretty much went away, at least for a time. And so, you know, there wasn't anything to advertise about.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned some changes coming to the weekly. So talk a little bit about that, because you're still going to have a weekly presence. It's just going to look a little bit different.
It is. And we're going to continue to have all of our content available on our website at boiseweekly.com. And you can go there anytime you want. You can do the crossword puzzle, which a lot of people, they love their puzzles. And so they don't want to not have that feature. But we also will be published as our own Boise Weekly section in the Idaho Press, which is our sister publication, actually, 3 weeks out of the month. And so on Thursdays, which is our pub day, and then once a month, we will be publishing out on the newsstands, just like always. You can get us at Albertsons or Jackson's or Flying M or the Flicks, and anywhere that you usually get your Boise Weekly. And we will be publishing those issues on the third Thursday of the month. So our next issue that's going to go out on the newsstands is going to be February 23rd.
Okay, so what things are going to stay the same? Because, I mean, let's talk about the best of Boise when you publish that every year.
Yeah, that's going to stay the same. All of our special sections are going to stay the same. As a matter of fact, with our next published in print out on the streets, Boise Weekly, we're going to be including our Emporium special section, which is all about the arts and artists and art venues. And, it's kind of our arts and culture special section. So all of our special sections are going to remain the same, and they're all going to be published in print. And the other things that are going to remain the same are our columnist, Bill Cope, is going to be his rascally self, and and George Prentice, who is, you mentioned earlier, is our wonderful and great movie critic and reviewer, and our beer guy, and Tom Tomorrow, which is, you know, our comic artist, and he's really great. And we're going to have our top tens in the back, and we're going to have our history corner, and Minerva Jane, and, you know, everything that you really look for in the Boise Weekly.
Well, Jean, I really do appreciate you coming on the program and talking to us about these changes coming to the Boise Weekly, and the fact that by making these changes, the Boise Weekly will stay alive and hopefully continue to thrive. So I really appreciate your time.
I've been singing that Bee Gees song for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, we'll all keep singing it for you too. So okay. Yeah, we really do appreciate it, Jean.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Take care. We've been talking with editor Jean Huff about the changes that are coming to the Boise Weekly. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.